Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've already been listening, well, you know what we say about you. We say you're a highly intelligent individual. If you've already been listening, you're still listening, that means you're really smart. And it means you also want to get smarter. I'm very excited, folks. This is a momentous day for me because I get the opportunity to introduce you to the brand spanking new administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. This is my third time to do this. I introduced you to Aida Alvarez back in the Clinton administration. I introduced you to Hector Barreto, who is with us for quite a long time, the most recent just past administrator. And Hector's been on the show many times, as you know. Well, Hector's moved on to other things, and we have a brand new one. His name is Stephen Preston. And he's the brand spanking new administrator of the SBA, and he's our friend, our new friend, and our guest this half hour. Mr. Administrator, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here.
It's great to be on. You know, I've heard so many great things about your show, Jim. I know you've been a terrific advocate for small businesses, and that's so important because the causes that are important to small business just really need to get get out there and get the message out there, and you've been a great supporter of those.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and you're exactly right. We try really hard here, but we do it through our partners, and we consider the SBA to be one of our good partners. Now, let me ask you, here's a question I'm not sure anybody's asked you yet. How does being called Mr. Administrator, how does that sound? Does that have a nice ring so far?
Well, I'm still trying to get my kids to call me it, but they really haven't. there's a formality here in Washington that's new for me. You know, I've been in business for 24 years, and I've generally been in relatively, kind of flat organizational structures. So it's a little bit different thing, and so I'm still getting used to it, yeah.
Well, you know, you can give up on the kids. They're not. That's never going to happen. I watching West Wing, where all of the staffers, you know, would say thank you, Mr. President, when they leave the Oval Office. I'm trying to get my staff to do that, and they just won't do that either. So, yeah. I think we probably give up on that. But tell the audience a little bit about you. Tell us where you came from, what you did just before this, and a little bit about yourself and sort of your perspective on taking the job.
Wow, that's a lot. Let me tell you, let me start with the last question first. You know, when it looked like I may have an opportunity to serve, there were a few criteria that were important to me. I wanted to do something that was going to be very relevant. I wanted to do something where I could use my experience in business. I was an investment banker. I was a chief financial officer. Then I ran sort of re-engineering at a large company. I wanted to be able to deploy those skills in what I did. And it was really important for me to do something I could get really passionate about in a way that touched people. And so when the SBA opportunity presented itself, I was thrilled. I've worked with small businesses most of my career. When I was a banker, I took little companies public or I advised them on plans. I've served on advisory boards for a couple of companies that invest in small businesses. In my last employer, we had about 4,500 franchises. And, I use a phrase a lot with people to talk about why small businesses can make such a difference. And that is, you know, with every dollar of equity they put into their business, they match it with $10 of sweat equity.
That's right.
If there's a community in transition, the small businesses are the first ones in there and they take the biggest risks. Small businesses generate most of the jobs in the economy. They help people realize their dreams. You know, it's an incredible group to become part of not only because of the spirit of the small business person, because of what it means to our country economically and to our society. And being in this country, we have an environment where small businesses can thrive and flourish, and I believe in this administration, the president's done a good job of making that even more the case.
You're right.
And it's thrilling to be part of that, Jim. Now, personally, you know, I spent 24 years in business, and you know, I grew up in a blue collar town in Wisconsin where they where there's a GM plant is the primary employer, and so you know, I'm sort of what I view as sort of the classic American dream. I've been given opportunities I never thought I'd have. I never thought anybody'd call me Mr. Administrator, and 25 years ago. And
only in America, Mr. Administrator.
Only in America.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Stephen Preston, the administrator, the new administrator. We won't call him new anymore because he's been in the job a couple of weeks or a month or so, I guess. Right after these messages, we'll be back. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. A little bit of Stones for you there. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and Stephen Preston is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the administrator of the SBA, the U.S. Small Business Administration, an organization that you know very well. I've been supporting since day one. I've been part of the last nine consecutive Small Business Week activities. We've done, I don't know how many dozens and hundreds probably of interviews with various members of the SBA from across the country, local, regional, and national. And it's always fun for me, and I always feel like I'm doing the right thing by telling you about what's going on at the SBA. And when you get a chance to hear it from what we say is the horse's mouth, the administrator, I always like doing that too. Mr. Administrator, what would you like to, I know you've only just gotten there. Have you been installed now for about a month?
It's been a month, yeah.
Yeah. What would you, based on what you've seen so far, if you walked up to someone, and this is going to happen to you if it hasn't already, you're going to walk up to some you know, rank and file small business owner out there, somebody who's working without a net, making payroll, and they said, Mr. Administrator, what do I need to know about the SBA? What would you tell them?
Well, I'd say that there are a lot of wonderful things that we can do to help small businesses. First of all, we have networks of partners that will sit with small businesses and counsel with them. We have training sessions through these partners. We have actually people that will sit down as counselors and work with them on any number of small business issues. And those are done through three large networks. One is called the Small Business Development Centers. Another one is Women's Business Centers. And the third one is called SCORE, which are executives that really volunteer their time to help small businesses on anything from financial issues to how to export their products to, you know, marketing advice. And that's very important because a lot of small business owners have wonderful ideas and wonderful plans and great visions, but they need a little help on selected business issues. Another thing I would say is, look, you know, if you're having problems getting financing, but you've got a great idea and a solid business, talk to us about an SBA guaranteed loan. Many banks will actually provide you a loan, will come in and guarantee it so they can stretch a little harder. They can make the maturities a little longer so it's easier to repay. Or they'll go a little bit deeper into the credit spectrum because we support those.
Can I stop you for a second, Mr. Administrator?
Yes, sir.
I want to tell you something that my audience has heard me say before, and I'm very proud to say this, and I'm not the least bit ashamed to say this at all. If it weren't for the SBA Loan Guarantee Program, I wouldn't be here today talking to you.
Is that right? That's great.
Yes, sir.
And, Jim, you know, I've
about
heard so many...
Several years ago, I needed some help. I was trying to get my small business going, and this was before I started doing what I'm doing now, and I needed some help, and I had a willing banker, but I wasn't quite, for what I was asking for, I wasn't quite the profile that they needed. on a number of levels. The SBA got involved. We got them involved. They guaranteed a loan for me, and if it hadn't been for that one event just was another stepping stone to me being where I am today. And so on behalf of my organization and hopefully my audience, those who are you know, loyal listeners to what we do and customers of what we do, we thank you for that.
Well, I want to tell you, you know, as I've come into this job, some of the most rewarding stories have been people who've come up to me with very similar stories where they've said, look, 10 years ago, we were just getting off the ground. We got an SBA loan, and now our family business is thriving. And let me tell you all two things. Number one is the government, we basically break even on those guarantees. So this is not done at a big cost to the taxpayer. You know, we pay the administrative costs to run those programs. But people who come into these programs just need a little bit of help, but it's not the kind of thing where we pour a lot of money into it. The second thing is many people take these loans, and when they get to the point where they can get a more competitive loan directly from the private sector without the guarantee, they move on to those. So we end up being a nice for many of these people, kind of a first step to something that is very viable, that creates jobs, creates economic growth, and gives people an opportunity, as I said before, to realize their dreams, which is just great stuff.
And you'd be happy to know that the loan has been repaid and everything.
So.
and
I wouldn't let you off the phone until it had.
I know it. And it was a leg up. We considered it to be a leg up. We didn't consider it to be charity. We considered it to be a leg up, and it was very important to us.
And it's not charity. It really isn't charity. So I appreciate your bringing that up.
Well, I like to tell that story because I want people to know that when you're a small business owner and you're working without a net out there making payroll every Friday, Mr. Administrator, you need all the help you can get, and you got to take it from wherever it can come from.
That's right. That's right.
And the SBA, and by the way, you mentioned the other organizations. We're very much connected to the SBDCs. I'll be with Don Wilson and his group in Houston next month. They've asked me to come up there and help them with an event, part of their event up there, for their annual conference. We also work with SCORE, the Women's Business Centers. Wilma Goldstein's been a regular guest on the show, Sherry Henry before her, and the other administration before that. So we've been telling the audience about the small business developments, the Women's Business Centers and that whole organization for a long time. The website, SBA.gov, it's a big one, isn't it?
It is a big one, yes.
And I want you, when we come back, I want you to tell us a little bit about that and how people can use that resource to their advantage. And we're going to be right back with the administrator of the SBA, Mr. Stephen Preston. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the administrator of the Small Business Advocate Show. Stay with me.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our new friend, the administrator of the SBA, Mr. Stephen Preston. Mr. Administrator, the website, SBA.gov, last time I checked, you guys were getting like 1.5 million visitors a week to that website. That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, the website is a pretty rich resource. It's really a gateway to all of our programs. There are training resources available. We're beginning actually to work with colleges and universities to give people access to sort of deeper coursework. One of the things that I would like to make sure we do over the next in the coming months is to simplify the website. And I think like so many of them, when you've got so much, it can be a little bit challenging to navigate. So we've got people who are very focused on making it more user-friendly so you can find what you need faster and easier.
Well, you got good folks over there, Jim O'Connor and the other folks over there on the website. They do a good job, and we'll be glad to contribute, do whatever we can to help you with that effort. I know a lot of people out there would like for me to ask you this question,
yeah,
Mr. Administrator, and it's about the business matchmaking program. Are you going to continue? Do you plan to continue the business matchmaking program?
Yeah, I think the business matchmaking program has you know, consistently gotten good reviews, and it's a nice forum for people to not only for government contracting, but to just meet other businesses that they can do business with.
Right.
The next event's going to be in Philadelphia, so we do have another one coming
when
up.
When is that, by the way? You remember when that is?
It's in September, Jim, but I will get the exact date for you.
That's okay. And by the way, folks, you can find that at businessmatchmaking.com. You can find the schedule there.
Yeah. So people have really enjoyed those, and my predecessor Hector, you know, had kicked those off. He was very proud of that program because he really felt that it was serving a need in the small business community.
Well, and I'll tell you, my audience knows I've interviewed a number of the participants of that over the years that's been going on, and I'll tell you, I've seen those things in action, and I really do believe that it's a good thing to keep doing. I hope you will continue it. What would you like to, in the two or so minutes that we've got left, Mr. Administrator, what would you like to say to small business owners out there?
Well, a couple of things. I think one of the things we're trying to do here at the SBA is make sure that we are a customer-focused enterprise. You know, what I told Congress, the Senate, when I was going through my confirmation hearing is, we are like a big business that meets the needs of small businesses, and so we need to have a mind for big business, but a big heart for small business, and really care about how we're serving people effectively and efficiently, so that we can be very responsive to their needs, and that's really something we're focusing on very heavily. The other thing I would say to people is we have got a lot of work to do over the next couple of years on very important initiatives to small business, getting small business health plans passed in the Congress.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
And continuing with the additional tax cuts that need to take place that benefit small business.
Making them permanent.
Very, very important legislative initiatives. And so what I would encourage your listeners to do is to write their representatives in Congress, to get out there and vote for people that are supportive of these initiatives, because these are the kinds of things that can put small businesses on an equal footing or a more equal footing with big businesses in the marketplace. And it's very important to them. So,
well, and when it comes to the small business health plans, where we're stuck is in the Senate. So if you're going to write letters, folks, if you can only write one letter or make one phone call, write and call your senator, especially if your senator is a Democrat, because the Democrats are where we're stuck on the small business health plans right now.
Yeah, and what I would say also, Jim, is we're very, very close in the Senate. We actually had more than 50% of the votes in favor of the plan, but we didn't have enough to get cloture on the vote.
Right.
So we're very, very close. And if we could get that over the line, we would see a tremendous opportunity for small businesses to get access to health care on more favorable terms.
Well, see, I actually look beyond that. I think it's a given. It's absolutely a no-brainer that small business health plans are going to be good for small business. I actually believe, Mr. Administrator, that the small business health plans will be a launching. You'll see a launching of the economy. I think this will ripple through the economy and really be a good thing for the economy.
I agree. You know, Jim, I had a story recently where a small business owner came up to me, somebody who's very talented, has a marketing firm, and he works the night shift at a big business to get health care.
Mm-hmm.
It was just,
wow.
And he can't expand his business just because it's such a big cost component.
We got to fix that. That guy needs to stay in his business. Hey, Mr. Administrator, thank you for being here. Congratulations on your new assignment. I'm proud of you for taking this assignment, and I'm looking forward to a very successful relationship with you guys.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your support, Jim.
Thank you. Stephen Preston, ladies and gentlemen, the administrator of the SBA. He'll be back. I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, signing off from Cleveland, Ohio. I'll be back here tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.